What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Y'all Ain't Easy podcast. Let's go. And we going. Welcome to the Y'all Ain't Easy podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Darnell.
This is your boy, Joaquin.
And your girl, Nisha.
Yeah. And our boy, Rob, he's not here today. He had something to do, but he'll be back next week, next time we drop an episode.
But, anyway, yes, sir.
Shout out to our boy, Rob. What's up, everybody?
Yeah, all day.
Yeah. How's your week been?
Ooh, it's been a week. It's been an interesting week. I've been having just like an... I don't know. A lot going on, but I pushed through and here we are starting a new week and hopefully it'll be better than the last.
Yeah.
Right. Same here, man. My week been going good. I woke up blessed, you know, chilling, relaxed. You know, about to put some of that meat grill up on the grill. Cause you know, the dildo, that's what walk dog do.
So, Jesus Christ.
Freestyling. That's what's up.
But I'm good. We back on the show. We about to kick it in and give it all y'all the best that we got, and we want y'all to just listen to us and feel the same energy we got. We got to get it in now.
Yeah. We back
22.
Yeah, we back in our season 4. So that's what's up. My week's also been good. Yeah, no complaints. Good to be back recording, whatever. Yeah. I ain't gonna start, but hey, it is what it is. But yeah, let's get into it. There's been a few things that's been going on, you know, that we wanted to address and get back on the show. But before we get there, if you guys haven't followed any of our social medias, please make sure you follow them at @YallAin'tEasy_podcast on Twitter and Instagram, and Y'all Ain't Easy and RJD podcast on Facebook. If you haven't listened to any of our episodes, please make sure you go check them out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or you can click the link on any of our pages and you can choose whatever platform you want to listen to our episodes at. But other than that, let's get into these topics.
Let's go.
I guess I can go first. I'll start with the first one because this is going to be quick for me. I don't know about the rest of my my co-host. But it's just the Chris Brown and Michael Jackson comparison that's been going on about Chris Brown being more talented than Michael Jackson. And it happened. It was talked about a couple of years ago. And then now it's coming up. And now it's just this whole conversation. And I just don't understand why with comparing Chris Brown to Michael Jackson. Because when I see Chris Brown, I don't think of Michael Jackson. When I listen to Michael Jackson, I don't think about Chris Brown. I know Michael Jackson he's the first to do everything. Not do everything, but he's the first of a lot of things that we have seen in our, and you know, as far as me growing up. And his impact.
The best performance.
Yeah, and his impact on the world, not in just in the United States, but around the world, it's something that I've never seen in my life. And I don't even think I would see the impact on how people would fall out and go crazy about Michael Jackson ever in my lifetime. It was just a different time coming up. And I think Chris Brown is an unbelievable, great talent at what he does. But being compared to Michael Jackson, I don't get it because he's more talented than a lot of people that's actually in the music industry. On a lot of different levels, so I don't understand why they keep going after Michael Jackson with the comparison. I think it's kind of weird to me, but that's all I got to say about it.
I mean, I think I can understand to a very small extent. Like when Chris Brown, I mean, I don't really watch too many of his performances as of recent, like what he's been up to. But I know when he came out, you can tell that he was like Michael Jackson inspired, like mm-hmm. his dance moves and things like exactly. that. So, I mean, that's as far as it goes for me. Like, I can see that he likes to mimic some of Michael Jackson's style. Mm-hmm. But like you said, like an all out comparison, like, no, like point out that mm-hmm. like that yeah. this is what he's doing, but like to compare him, there is no comparison. Like no. you don't compare people to Michael Jackson, you don't compare people to Prince. Like, you just kind of, they're like in their own zone. I don't know, at least
I'm on the same y'all talked about. You know, I give it to Chris Brown, he's a good dancer,
definitely,
but coming up to Michael Jackson, I'm gonna be like, not, you know, not. Because Michael Jackson is, like, he started the dance moves and the moves that he does because he took from mm-hmm. different country and make it move and putting them together as into one move where that dancers out here try to copy him at the same time. But, you know, they try to do it better, but nobody can't do it like Mike.
Mike in his zone and, like, last performances before he passed, if we had that Michael Jackson right now today and Chris Brown today do like some sort of a standoff or whatever, Michael eat Chris up. Like, that's just what I think. But so, I mean, if you want to do the comparison, let's just act like that's what it is. And I just feel like there wouldn't be a comparison there. I mean, I do think, like, a matchup as far as like dance styles, I think it would be nice to see Chris Brown try to outdo Michael Jackson with Michael Jackson's own shit. Mm. But you know, other than yeah. that, you would be able to see the authenticity in mm-hmm. how it was beasted and how Mike delivered. So
I don't think Chris Brown could probably handle Michael Jackson's style. He got a unique style
mm-hmm.
on dancing. You know, Chris Brown got his style, but Michael Jackson got a unique style that I don't think nobody really can mimic him or copy him on anything. You know?
Yeah.
He'll hit you off with that hee-hee while he's doing a move.
I think the difference, since we're talking about dance styles, for me is that Michael Jackson's dance moves was something that it was first to see, and people always try to mimic it. Chris mm-hmm. Brown's move is not something that, he's just good at dancing, but his moves is not something that we haven't seen because it's choreographed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
And we've seen that with different artists that just
deliver different. Yeah. So it looks different, more polished.
Yeah. Without disrespecting mm-hmm. Omarion, but when Omarion dances, you can count the steps. You can tell. It's like,
yo, he
one,
was
two,
good too.
Whatever.
Omarion was good too.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
But the difference is that when you watch Omarion, you can basically count the steps of his moves. Yeah. When it comes
like
to Chris Brown,
steps,
Chris Brown, it's just like, you can just, he does it effortlessly. And mm-hmm. it's just like, that's the difference. He's great at what he does. And I don't need to put Chris Brown in a comparison, but just to say that he's great.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's how I
much
feel about
respect
it.
On that, yep.
But yeah, I don't have much to say about that. It's just like, continue to be great, Chris Brown. No one can put a dim for me on Michael Jackson's light on nothing. But you know, he's another talented artist. So
yeah, he is. But yeah. Michael Jackson, number one. I ain't gonna put that. I'm just gonna say that.
Yeah,
Michael
yeah.
Jackson, he's the king of singing, dancing, making moves, making movies. He did it all. He did it all from where he was young doing it, and then he just grew up old doing the same thing where really, nobody really could copy his moves. Mm-hmm.
They tried to, but
they wasn't successful with it. They wasn't successful with it. They tried to make it look like they was, but not.
No. even with, like, the moonwalking stuff.
I was getting ready to say the moonwalk. Yeah. Everybody tried to do it, and, like, it's still his. Yeah. Nobody
exactly.
cares.
Even when they do the still tributes. His. And if I'm not mistaken, Chris Brown actually did a tribute to Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. and when he did it, it's not as smooth as when mm-hmm. Michael Jackson, you know, brought it to the world. But anyway,
Michael Jackson was gliding on grease when he was on.
Yeah, they put it on stage. They definitely put something slick on stage. Like, no way in the world.
Something on the bottom of his shoes.
Yeah,
like, them penny loafers.
Come on now. Make sure you got
those penny loafers was magic.
Don't put no pennies in your penny loafers, no sir. Remember this? I had penny loafers back in the days. I definitely put a penny.
Has a penny.
I was about to say the same thing. I said I put a penny in mine. Yeah. I was gonna put a dime, but I put a penny.
Yeah. But yeah. What else we got? Should I go next, Renisha? You want to go?
Yeah, man. Let me go real quick because I just want to touch on this. I posted an article that I found interesting because it was like the take on returning back into the office after being remote for like 2 years. And I won't read the article. There was a really lot of good points made. And from my experience, I would have to agree with most of the points that were made supporting staying home. Like, I feel like I'm way more productive at home. And the reason being is because depending upon your office environment, I guess, my office environment, like, we're real, like, family. So we sit around the office and shoot the shit, like, all day long. So, like, unless you, like, barricade yourself, throw your headphones on, and, like, X people out, you have tons of distractions. People are having conversations, y'all are laughing, people are eating, going, you know, out for lunch. It's a ton of things going on. The fact that every single person in my office was able to 100% effectively do their jobs at home, and to be forced back into the office without given even the option for maybe hybrid, like some in person, some at home, to make the big deal about bodies being in offices, sitting at desks, I think is a bit much. I'd much rather be home. I'm way more effective. I'm way more comfortable. My anxiety does not get triggered or go off as much as it does when I'm in the office. I just don't see the real hoopla. I think that there are people who prefer to be in the office. So I do think that companies and management should just allow those who want to be in the office to be in the office, and those who prefer to work home, work the hell home. As long as people are getting their job done, I don't see where people are. Why does it matter? I got into the office, and up until I left before my leave recently, almost 96% of my meetings are still on Zoom. So we're all in the office on Zoom in our own cubicles and offices having a conversation, a unit meeting. Like, what? I don't get it. Like, if the purpose was coming back to pull people together and have people work together, that ain't it. Like, that's, we could do that at home.
Exactly.
So I don't get it. No, I'm 150,000% in support of working from home. Yes.
Yeah. Let me real quick. I read the article, which you were saying. One thing I was like, okay, I get what he's saying, because it was like the employees had to go into the office like 3 days a week, but none of the bosses were basically showing up in the office. And I understand him being upset about that. Now, him not getting a choice. My office was kind of like similar, but it's not like they didn't give a choice. They gave a lot of time. Like, they wanted us back in the office like 6 months ago, really, to be honest with you. But they knew that people were out of the office for like over 2 years. And at the same time, they communicated this over the, you know, the last 2 years that, hey, we're not going to be 100% remote. You know what I mean? This does. And the boss, the CEO, was like, hey, in this 2 years, we ain't going to be here. Feel free if you want to go move out of state and be with your family, or move temporarily and move back. They weren't pushy. We're not 100%. We're 3 days. But at the same time,
we the company as a whole, because we know you ain't three well, days. How many days are you? Finish. Oh, okay, yeah.
Let me finish.
I'm going to let you finish.
But I was full-time, but before this pandemic ever happened, I wanted to just work a four-day work week, to be honest with you. I always thought we should have Friday off or whatever or something like that, or leave early like 2 days and have Friday off. But, you know, we kind of got what we unfortunately, well, I don't know how you would say it. We got what we asked for a little bit, but some people got a little too comfortable. But the only thing I can say is my company did communicate. And they always said they still want to keep that office atmosphere. They don't want, you know, coworkers getting, you know, so far from each other where they don't see each other and we don't have that chemistry and have that office feel anymore. The CEO always stressed that. And with the leasing of all these places that he has, he definitely mm-hmm. want to make sure he put bodies because they have multiple offices. And they want to make sure that they put bodies in there. So we went 3 days a week. And for me, before we had to return, I got approved to be 100% remote. And at the same time, we was all able to do our jobs. And I think with technology to, you know, on that, you should be able to kind of still be, unless it's like a hospital or something like that. You know, they try to do the virtual, but you have to see patients and stuff. But with technology, it upgrades to a point where you should be able to do your job, whether you're in the office or at home. And fortunately, we didn't struggle at all. Some people were, you know, still old school, but mm-hmm. with technology, we didn't struggle at all at that point. But I get what he's saying, but I see the other side of it, you know, as a whole. I just think some people just got a little too comfortable and ignore the sign. No, I was prepared because, to be honest with you, where I moved to, there is an office about 30 minutes from my house that I can go to. But as good as I am, my boss said, why would you go into the office? And, you know,
even deal.
But whatever. I understand what they were saying.
That's like a remote control. They treat y'all like remote controls now. They get y'all so used to stuff. When back in the days, we used to have to get up and turn the channel. And now everybody just pressing remote controls. Yeah. You know, I'm not no office person.
Talking to Alexa.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they're getting everybody relaxed and so relaxed where they can't get that relaxation out nobody no more because they be like, if I could do it home, I'm going to do it home.
I mean, you know? I get part of, I work at a university. Mm-hmm. So I definitely understand, to be honest, like the need for the school to be open, but I think the school needs to be open for professors and students, like not... Mm-hmm. office staff exactly. and administration. Like, we could be worked with over the phone and online, but professors should be on campus teaching in person. And I only say that because of having a daughter who had to have school at home. And I know that there was a lot of feedback on students who definitely underperformed being at home because the environment needing to be environment structured and things like that mm-hmm. was more effective for them. So like I said, that's why, like, I get it that, but I mean, me being in the office does not affect the student coming to school. It didn't affect them for 2 years and they were able to contact me whenever they wanted to.
See, but in your job, it's kind of different though, because you got to kind of like, even though everybody know what position they're applying for, and students not included, but, you know, everybody else with teachers, they know what they're applying for. You know what I mean? But at the same time, they kind of keep the, you know, their, how would I say it? Not their rules. It just went right out of my head. They got to kind of keep it, you know, the same kind of across the board. You know, they can be a little lenient, but I don't think 100%.
Most of the people in my department would probably prefer to stay remote. I mean, my department actually deals with the more negative side of student experiences, like suspensions and academic dishonesties and stuff like that. So when we deal with students, sometimes when they come in, it'd be turnt, you know, so you'd rather sometimes just deal with that on Zoom or over the phone or email or something and not have to have that in person. You know how many times I had to call campus police?
Can I be honest for a second? This is, you know, y'all ain't easy show. We got to be real. Is the real issue is, because I see it and I seen it before this came about, is the real issue, because you're not working not 100%. Is it the issue of it interrupting all the side things you had for being comfortable in this pandemic? Renisha, I see you laughing, but hold on. Let me get there.
Yeah, let you get there. I got here.
Yeah, because you know somebody has to come up with it because I can't leave that part out. But I think it's a point where I'm like, 3 days is not really that bad. And if my boss said you got to go in 3 days, why the hell would I complain? And I'm not working 5 days in the office, and that's great. That's all mm-hmm. I wanted. But 3 days is not really that bad. But what I think the issue is for not everybody, but for some people, is that they don't have the option to run to the store, go to the grocery store, not answer emails, because I have coworkers that don't answer my emails for hours when it should have been answered in like 10 minutes. Office.
They already know I don't answer emails. If you really need me, hit me up on Teams or call my cell phone, because the email is the last place that I be.
Oh, God. All right. Is it interrupting all the stuff that you're really not supposed to be doing, but yes. you are allowed to do on work hours?
Yes.
Now you can't go and not be at your desk and do all these other things. Take a doctor appointment when out telling your boss, or maybe I'm telling too much, or you know what I mean? Or maybe not being, you know, you could take a trip and still work from your laptop and no one knows where the heck you are but IT if you're trying to get on to something or something's interrupted. But I think that's more of people's fight, because I'm like, what are they arguing? What's the problem?
That is the problem. But that's control, right? People in the up there want to have control over the people down here, because those people who are the CEOs and things, when they're working from home, they're doing the same exact thing. That's why it's a problem.
Oh, they always been doing all that. They've been doing that before the pandemic.
Right. So they don't want us to have the same freedoms and things like they do, because we're little people.
Yeah, and you're not on the same level.
I think that I definitely got comfortable with being able to do multiple things, but it's an equivalent to me being at work. And if it's downtime or if it's not that busy, me putting a movie on at my desk and sitting there watching a movie at work, you know,
turning right, you're on. Not a good example.
I'm just, first of all, that's just as equivalent as you sitting at your desk being on Facebook, except for I watch a movie. I have multiple screens on my desk. So one of them will be with work, and so one of them will have a movie up if things
are better. Stop snitching on yourself.
I just told you my office. We're all the same. You can walk by anybody's office at any given time. And if it's a downtime, the problem is no one complains unless your job is not getting done. So I guess that's my biggest thing. And it's just like, we have waves of like times where it's a busy season. Mm-hmm. So you don't have the downtime when you're working and you're not looking at the clock every hour. Before you know it, you ain't ate lunch, but it's already time to go home. Like, we have those days, but there's also time, especially the summertime, where the office is just slow. So people take off, like, most of the time in the summer, people go to 4-day work weeks. They use PTO, but people are like,
you gotta use only that work, PTO
right.
Now.
They're working, they're off every Friday of the summer or every Friday and Monday of the summer. So stuff like that, but yes, I don't see nothing wrong with people being at home doing multiple things if they're getting their job done. Now, if you're at home and you're at the mall or you're at the hairdresser and you're doing all these things and then your reports ain't being done and you're slacking on your job, then your ass might need a little bit more control and you need to be in office.
You know, that's what they be doing.
But I don't need to be in office. Yeah. I don't need to be in office to be effective.
I think if people take advantage. And the problem is that I work from home now, but I get a lot of mistakes that come across my desk more than it used to be when we were actually in office. And I think that is because people they're taking advantage of this situation over the last 2 years. And because I don't want to be like biased or anything like that, or not be considerate to what people saying, but three days a week is really not that bad. And you're not working 5 days a week. Do you get to pick your 3 days?
You do. You should. I guess.
I just think they always going to have something to complain about. I mean, control. It's going to happen because you're working for somebody else.
Remote work and work from home. I prefer the term remote work. Remote work is remote work.
Well, you're not approved to be fully remote.
when I am remote, I'm remote. So like on my days that I do have remote work, like the days that I'm not in the office that are remote, I consider those remote. If I want to work from the airport before I get on a flight, if I want to work from the beach in Hawaii while I'm on vacation and not take vacation time.
Without using PTO, exactly, yeah.
If I want to do those things and I'm working, like it's remote. You cannot tell me where my remote work can be. Like you can't tell me that. My remote could be in a grocery store. My remote could be at the mall. It could be at the hairdresser.
Yeah.
Wherever there's Wi-Fi, you are remote.
Yeah, so, unless you're down and something happens and you can't get on. But at the same time, I agree with that to a certain extent. You actually have to be available during work hours. Like
yes, that's what I'm saying. That's the problem. As long as you're I mean, you're available during work hours. If my and the other thing is people are able to do it because being visible on camera is not mandatory,
right?
So you could be wherever you want to be having a meeting and just not know. So I don't know why people, I guess the thing for me is why not be available for work when you're working remote, when you're available, like you're just always available. Your work is wherever you are. Like that's the thing. So I guess I agree. Like, yeah, people are getting comfortable and that they're getting complacent and making mistakes because they're getting distracted with doing regular things. Like, I guess I have, you know, maybe missed a meeting or took a nap, but I mean,
I only get pissed off if I don't get a response or something that I need corrected, don't get corrected. And then I'm looking at my email after hours and all of a sudden they respond. That's the only time I get an issue. Because if you're slowing up my work, I don't really give a I'm not a snitch, but it's just going to be a problem between me and you. Like, I would hit you up or I'll call you on the phone like, hey, like.
And that's what I mean. As long as people are getting their work done and doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Why does it matter where they're doing it at? But whatever.
Whatever.
I don't know. I just think people need to they probably have to put their, you know, really, they have to think from all angles and not just for self.
I'm big on because, if you can do it, then I can do it too. So if my supervisor is working 3 days from home, then I can work 3 days from home too because our job is pretty much the same.
It's not.
That's that.
The position is different. And we know in this work world, when you're management and supervisors and general managers and senior part, all this stuff, their privilege be totally different than yours, to be honest with you. I mean, we complain about it all day. We don't like it, but it's just kind of like, all right, what the heck can you do?
I'm telling you how I operate.
I operate. I'm a field technician.
My union will support me.
I'm a field technician. I ain't never had no daggone day off to sit in the daggone house and do work. Y'all sitting over here complaining. Oh, what's going
on? You have a problem with me being in the union, Donnell?
No, Renisha, but I know what type of employee you are. I know for a fact what type of employee you are. And yeah. Hey, no complaints for me.
Oh, man, y'all over here speaking skunk.
So just let me work my 3 days from home, please, because don't unreasonably deny my accommodation.
I got you. No complaints for me. Listen,
I ain't on this conversation. This is only Renisha and Donnell's show.
You know what it is,
y'all
bro.
Y'all ain't easy.
You know what it is to work. Bro, you ever worked under a union?
I don't need your union. Yeah. I have never worked under no union. I don't got time for it. I work regular.
Yeah,
You think what, Donnell?
I think I worked under a union back, like, it was years ago. I haven't been under a union, but the union is basically like that middleman that takes money out of your check but really don't do anything. It depends on where you work, but I'm going to be honest. I'm going to tell unions, you don't do anything. You go up in fees and deduct out of people's check. You're supposed to be that middleman between your employer.
Somebody throw him some tissue, man.
No, but I'm saying it's a fact. They're like that. They're supposed to be that attorney, not attorney, that third party that's supposed to rectify the situation that you're having between the employee and employer. And it's just like, if they pick up the phone, if they respond, they tell you things that's possibly going to happen, and sometimes it don't happen. Unfortunately, Renisha must have a good union rep that just does everything and corrects the situation. But, you know, a lot of employees do rely on that, and rightfully so, because it does come out of your check.
It's a lot that the union I feel like it's good for. To be honest, I've used them several times in very like unfair microaggression type mm-hmm. situations, like at work, where it's hard when you're sometimes like the only Black person in your department, mm-hmm. or you know, you're the youngest, and there's a lot of stuff going on where people think that they can do stuff, and because of their position being higher than yours, they feel like you are not supposed to challenge them.
Right.
And I'm just not that person. Like, I actually like studied law, like was supposed to be a lawyer. So like mm-hmm. employment law, I'm very much well versed in. So I already know there's things you can and cannot do, oh, you know? So they, and without, they're like having a lawyer at work. You know what I'm saying? That's your retainer fee that you're paying. So you get to pull them up whenever you need them when you're having an issue at work. And
you're chairing, right? You're using it.
Yeah, like in the contracts are, people have to just pay attention to their contracts. Contracts are very well written. Yeah. They're very specified. And usually in some way, shape, or form, just by someone doing something, just a wording can have you in violation of, you know, someone's contract or their rights. So mm-hmm. it just kind of is what it is. We have the wordplay in our contract. It's just amazing because it can be taken and put in so many. Whoever does our contracts is fucking like the best. They need to do all my contracts because the way that they word them, you really can apply almost every situation you would get into to work. Yeah. It's kind of covered under the support of like the contract. So
yeah,
I've had to use them several times and they've always been good and it's always worked out in my favor. But yeah,
that's what's up. But yeah, anything else on this? We can move on. yeah, we got another thing we want to talk about. And
man, y'all ain't easy.
I don't want to leave that out, but something that came up, which is kind of hilarious. A 911 operator in New Orleans. For anybody living there, hopefully I said that right to your liking, because I know they'd be like, New Orleans or whatever, but I'm not from there. All right. So there was a 911 operator that accidentally received $1.2 million deposit in her brokerage account. And I know for a fact she knew that money wasn't hers. I don't know if whoever did the deposit, if she transferred, because the brokerage account, that means she may have transferred something from her stocks or something like that that she had going on. And maybe an extra zero may have been hit by an employee mm-hmm. that may have not known what they're doing. It may have been too fast. But whatever the case may be.
They asked to get fired.
You knew the $1.2 million wasn't yours. And she's being asked to give it back, but she's refusing to give it back. And this woman is being locked up for it. And on top of that, I really think she's going to end up losing her job for the not giving the money back. And she's going to eventually have to give it back. Otherwise, they're going to be freezing everything. Where did the money come from? I do not know. But I don't understand why she wouldn't give it back. What's you guys' take on that?
So first of all, how does she have more control than the federal government? What the hell do you mean she didn't give it back? Did she go in and remove $1.2 million and she's sitting at home with $1.2 million in cash? Because at this point, just like you said,
yeah,
it can freeze her shit and take it. Like, can they not? Like, am I tripping?
I don't think the money was. I think the money was possibly from a bank or some type whoever financial company that transferred money that she may have cashed out on something and transferred into a brokerage account. But it only takes a couple of days to move that out. So
it's a matter of chasing the money.
Yeah. But
where does she move it to?
You got
to
be careful because you
Cayman Islands.
Yeah. Cause they look at that. The government pays attention of stuff like that. If it's above a certain amount, which is I think it's between $5,000 or $10,000. And certain
$9,999.
Yeah. So she has to be, she may have been moving money in increments and she may not have all of it right now, but she could have been, I think she probably did some with a part of it.
Yeah, she's foolish. Like, I know we talked our last episode about the money in the couch, and that's totally different. Yeah. Like, it's just my word against your word against mine. My word's gonna reign, and it's just what it is, right? I'm winning that argument.
All right.
At the end of the day, this shit right here, though, like I said, only time I'm returning money that I is accidentally blessed upon me is if it was transferred into my bank account because they will find it. Like, right. You don't mess with the feds and they'll find their money and they're going to find your ass. And so they can have that money back. I wouldn't even touch that. I'd have called them. They wouldn't have even had to call me. I would have called them with a phone. Hey, can y'all just take this $1.2 million out of my account? Leave me back my $20?
y'all better than me, because I would have kept spending. Like, it ain't my fault.
Jesus, where is Rob?
I ain't throwing no tissue on this daggone mess.
Yeah,
I will keep on using it. If it's in my account, I'm gonna use it, and I'm gonna keep using it. And then when they try to blame me, it ain't my fault. Did I do that? Nope.
So you got to pay that back. So how you gonna plan on paying back all that type of money?
I'm not paying back nobody's mistake. That's their mistake.
Now this is the issue, though, because you know that financial company is gonna take you to court.
You sound like your cousin right now. I don't want to do that.
Wait. But I'm just saying, with when you go to court, you know, there's some answers you're gonna have to answer the judge about, because it's just like, were you expecting that deposit? No. Was that money yours? No.
I plead that y'all made a mistake and y'all did it on your own. I didn't look at my account. I was using money because I thought it was there, and I kept using it. I don't look at my account.
So
sorry,
the judge is
going to
ask you, you know it wasn't yours. Why didn't you contact the financial company to return the money?
Just like I said, I don't look at my account. I just use my money.
You don't look at nothing. You just overspend. Right?
he spends until they decline it.
If it's in there, I'm going to spend it. Just like
my brother said,
they take my money, I'm taking y'all's too.
My brother said he gonna be at the register like, hold on, let me call the bank. I don't know why they declined it.
I look at all y'all. I'm like, y'all hungry? Let's go out. We gonna go out to this restaurant. Let's go.
Going crazy here. I'm like, that's hilarious. I'm like, oh my God. I don't know. Well, I just know for a fact I don't want that coming back on me. And so get that away from me as soon as possible.
And I'll speak for Rob, since y'all all heard him last week.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to give them back. He might give them extra because Rob is such a nice guy, you know.
Yeah.
So
he's such an angel.
He might give them more.
Listen, I'm not stealing the money. I ain't going to lie. You know, I be shooting. But my boy, he is honest. Like, because I'm like, he called me one time when he was even at the bank. And someone left their card or their cash in the ATM, and he wasn't even trying to drive off with it. He was trying to get the bank to open up the door, and they wouldn't even open the door. So he was like, he slid it like underneath the door in the cracks. Like, he wasn't trying to go off with that money. It's like, I don't want no parts, because they got cameras at the same time anyway.
So why wouldn't he just leave it?
He
found it.
He had to
Being
use
a nice
the
guy,
ATM.
Just.
He thought it was like they didn't close it out, and they must have just left, because you know it times out. So it was something similar where he was trying to get money, realized it wasn't his, so he wasn't trying to steal the money. He was just trying to give it back.
Rob, my boy Rob ain't only the nice person, okay?
No, all of us are. All of us is, to be honest with
you. I work with
Joaquin ain't taking that $1.2 million, but whatever.
Nah, yeah, but not. I work with a lot of money. I get y'all money out the daggone machines. You know, just like I said, I'm a field technician, so I get all y'all money out the machine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a nice person, too. Maybe what I'm saying might sound a little rude or wrong, but no. I'm just like Rob. I wouldn't take nothing.
I always wondered, like, those cops.
That's a little different, though.
Seizing all that drug money and...
Come on, you know what's going on with that.
Sometimes they do that on purpose.
Why can't they? You know, why can't all money be treated like it's drug money if you find it? Like, I'm just going to...
Now, drug money...
All money is dirty.
It's a trace versus untrace.
All money
untrace.
Is good.
don't.
All money's dirty.
What
and
you say?
All money's dirty, and it all got dead presidents on there. So, what the...
That's a
think
fact.
About it.
Money is,
that is a fact.
Money is dirty, but don't get mixed up trace versus untrace.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, don't get mixed up in that. Don't get mixed up in that.
You done messed me up. Come on, you got that.
Trace,
okay?
Trace versus camera. Yeah, untrace is totally different. They'd go right out of your house and take $500,000 and only turn in $200,000.
Yeah,
we don't know where the rest of that at.
Robbing banks and carrying on. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
We got money stole from us so long time ago that you don't even know where you got it stole from. Shoot, why not get back?
Maybe it's in those ATMs. No.
Come to the ATM and I tell you which one to go to.
No, no, sir. We'll talk off air. No, sir. That's crazy. But yeah, that's all I had for that one. Anybody else got something else that happened?
No.
Yeah.
I feel like I said I was going to talk about something, but I forgot what I said I was going to talk about.
I know you
brought up. I did. Really quick. Really quick. Here really we quick. Go. Because I already knew it. I do. There so, you go. Really
quick. You got that big smile on her face. You're like, here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
Listen, we're gonna I just want to touch on this really quick. So y'all know that social media right now is buzzing with gossip, celebrity gossip as usual. Mm-hmm. And Lori Harvey and Mike Jordan B. Jordan, right? That's his name?
Michael B. Jordan, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Supposedly split, because I don't know if any of them actually confirmed it. So I don't know if them or their camps ever confirmed it, but mm-hmm. according to the media, pictures have been deleted and she's been now spotted with someone else. Like recent. So there's mixed comments and feedback on Lori's behavior over the years as it pertains to her being young and being tied to several famous celebrities. She has ties to a son and dad. And so I'm wondering how everyone is feeling, because like I said, I'm hearing a mix that she's young and she's just doing what she's supposed to be doing at this age. She doesn't have to settle down. And then at the same time, I'm like, well, when, you know, like when women are looking at men and they're looking at men going through a lot of women, they're looking at them as being whatever they look at them as being, hoes or messes or whatever, right? So I'm like, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Like, I am never, like, I don't really separate sexes. So I don't really, if I'm going to say a 26 or 27 year old boy who's out here slinging community peeing all over the place mm-hmm. is a mess, then I'm going to say that a woman who is slinging her stuff all over the same manner is a mess. Like, why is she just dating and finding herself? And he's like, needs to grow up and he needs to do better. And it's like that. So I have that take. So that's kind of where I am with Lori. I just wanted some feedback because it was interesting, because a lot of women are like in support of her behavior. Like, this is, you know, how she's supposed to be. And don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Every person has a right to leave whenever they feel like it. So whether they're in a long relationship, if they're in a marriage for 30 years, like people don't own people, regardless of what papers you have on them. If someone wants to walk away from the relationship, they're able to do that. And right. So I'm not faulting her or downing her for leaving. If she didn't want marriage and he did, maybe that's just something she don't want. Everybody seems to think that every person wants that in the end. And that's hard to really want at 26.
Or he don't want. Come on, let's put that. Oh, he don't want.
Oh, he don't want. But we're hearing, based on the media, it's being portrayed as he wanted something more serious and was looking for it to be forever, and she didn't want that. So that's what they're posing as a reason for the breakup. Yeah. Nobody knows, okay. But that's what people are speculating.
Well, I mean, he tried to change basically what she was, possibly, or he knew what she was and thought he can change her. I'm right. Not saying that she's anything negative. It's just that she's not the type to like settle down. You know, she's into dating. And I don't take this movie star industry. I don't really take much of that serious, because I've seen from both sides of like breakups, divorce, and next thing you know, they're dating someone else in the industry. And these people were like, sometimes it's people that are like in the same circle, have been around each other or work with each other. It just seemed like it's this big old like pool of like, as soon as they get married or divorced or break up, they're dating somebody else. And I'm just like, but I think in this case with Mike, I'm like, dude, that's just you fell in love or started dating someone that didn't want the same things that you wanted. And Lori Harvey's, you know, she's always in the news, and, you know, maybe she likes the attention, and she's always, you know what I mean? She, I don't want to be like disrespectful, but she's taking a lot of pictures. Let's say she's taking a lot of pictures with different people. And you always see that she's with, I don't want to be like this, but it's just Michael B. Jordan is one way. She's another way. That's not what you, it's not the first time someone's been together and they didn't want the same thing. Don't invest a lot of time in that. You go, if you want someone to settle down with and don't want to be like all around and always dating or looking for somebody new, that she's just not for you.
Right. If that's the case,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. So.
And that's what I feel too. Like I was saying in comments and feedback going back and forth with people, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not just like on her behavior, because like I said, I do support some things that she does. Like, mm-hmm. I think that if she walked away because she didn't want to, that's better than her marrying that man. And then like, you know, she don't want to be in a marriage and then doing him a complete disservice.
Right.
But I was wondering in this case, like, because they've been together so a long time for a celebrity relationship, right? That's like funny. This these days.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, like, what were their conversations like? And if in the beginning, if he was intent on like, I'm looking because I want to be married, like if this is what he possibly looking for, and she's like, me too, or she's like, no, how that worked out? Because if she's like, yeah, me too, then they probably try to go along and then maybe they realize they weren't together. But if he's like, I want to be married, and she's like, I don't, but he's like, I'm going to try to make her want to marry me. You know, like in the end, mm-hmm. if she still mm-hmm. walks away, that's kind of on you, because she kind of told you like, that's not what I wanted. And you thought taking me on trips, doing me nice and being this great gentleman, not knocking him, because that's what a lot of women want. And I think that's another thing people are giving her feedback on, like, oh, Michael B. Jordan, like, you know, why wouldn't you want to marry him? And nobody knows what goes on behind closed doors. Nobody knows what these people are like. Nobody knows.
People be so tied up on looks.
Yes.
But
that's real talk.
You got to stop thinking so stupid like this. He can be the worst guy ever. It's not about looks. Would you like to get married to someone because you think that they're fine, but behind closed doors, they're beating your ass, or they have no type of, they don't pay you no attention. They don't respect you. They just don't like, have some type of common sense. Be happy that even if she said yes at the beginning and changed her mind, be happy that she actually is being honest and you guys are not getting married and you waited till you did all this and got well invested. Yes, it breaks hearts. Yes, you get sad mm-hmm. or whatever. But unfortunately, when someone's honest with you, you got to really know when to move on. Don't really be like, I wasted all this time. Well, go ahead. That person's going to move on and you're going to be spending years talking about, man, I wasted all this time. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be seen in the video, or not video, but on her social media with somebody totally different while you still moping. I just say, be lucky that she's honest with you if that's the case.
I will say this. I don't want my daughter dating in the manner as Lori Harvey. Mm.
I get it.
I want her to take more after me. And if she is, I mean, I guess it's hard with celebrities because I'm like, oh, if she is, why would she be so out in the open? Right. Part of that be, you know, sometimes you want to just do damage control and put it out there because, you know, paparazzi is going to do it anyway. So you kind of have no choice. So you can't really be as private as you want to be, even if you want to move in a way that, you know, people will have a negative opinion on or try to make you out to be a certain type of way because of what they see in the media. But I don't know. I think for me, I do wonder sometimes though, like when you're dating like this, multiple guys in different like waves of like, do you know what you want? Because at some point, like you didn't, out of all these guys, none of them have been, and these are just the guys we know of, right? Like, so none of these guys have been anywhere on your radar, or are you literally just like, I just want to have close friends who I am intimate with, and that's not necessarily sexually intimate, but intimate with, and, you know, travel and do things, and that's just what I want to be. Until when? I guess that's my question. I don't know. And I'm not, again, not knocking her in a sense of like she has to know what she wants at 26. But I'm just like, if you don't know, how many more is it going to take before you are going to figure out like what it is that you want, I guess is where I'm coming from. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I might have said it on
the same page. Both of them, they got to, you know what each other wants, you know? Mm-hmm. She got to know what he wants. He got to know what he wants. Mm-hmm. So if y'all both don't understand what each other wants, mm-hmm. why be together?
Right.
Yeah. I think it's kind of like, you know, Michael B. Jordan may have already had his fun in his time, and now he's trying to settle down because, you know, he's been in the light a few times too, but you know what I mean? So exactly. Some of the things were secretive or whatever, but you know, he had his time and he's actually looking to settle down. And at this point, you know, social media is a mom, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Lori Harvey, it may not be her time yet. That's maybe not what she's looking for. She may have thought, but then, you know, with this guy that everybody think is so good looking, maybe she's been with him and maybe she had some things that made her change her mind and say, yeah, no, I'm not ready right now. Mm-hmm. We don't know. We don't really know what happened. But at the same time, yeah, she could be at that stage where she just really doesn't know what she wants and she's just out there having fun. Or she does know what she wants and it's just
and
not
just
that right
fine.
Now.
It yeah. just ain't it. Yeah. And she just ain't. And what's crazy now, I think people were really wanting to see her with him because we thought because it was looking so good and like it was different from some of the others. Mm. So I think now she's going to become one of those people, like when she finally does like accept a proposal or like actually gets married, people are going to be like, who is this guy? And like, why him? Because it was the Diddy's, it was the Fugees, you know what I mean? Like, and then you like, I mean, she's touched men with levels of money so it can't be the money, right? Yeah. Because it can't just be about the money, because if she wanted to just lock down a bag forever, she had tons of bags.
Yeah.
She could have locked down, but yeah.
But look at the track record too, not hers, but even the guys that she's dated. Okay. Okay.
That's why I said Michael B. Jordan was different from the rest.
Got it.
As
got
far
it.
As that was concerned, image and stuff like that, reputation.
Yeah.
But that's all I got. I just wanted to touch on that because it's been a thing over the past week.
We didn't get too crazy with that. It was good.
Nah.
Yeah. I totally get it. But before we get up out of here, I just wanted last week, I did promote a play that I'm a part of and helping with the director, Larry Hicks. We had two shows, but now two shows that was the 24th and the 25th now got cut down to one day. So it's no longer on the 24th, which is Friday for anybody out there listening that was planning on coming. The only show that you can come to is on the 25th, and there's still tickets still available. We're just trying to promote this thing. We need to sell some tickets. It's a good play. You don't want to miss it, but I'm going to play the commercial that I played last week. So if you're looking to come, please go on eventbrite.com, friend of my enemy, and get your tickets.
Yes, let's go.
Larry Hicks presents Friended by My Enemy, June 25th at 8 p.m. at the RCC, Roxbury Community College, 1234 Columbus Avenue, Boston, Mass. Don't miss this play. After a brutal murder, Terrence tries to cope with his wife being sentenced while maintaining his relationship with his church, father, and daughter. Terrence later finds out that something strange is going on. Things aren't making sense. If it wasn't his wife who committed the murder, who could it be? Get your tickets today at eventbrite.com. VIP tickets are also available, which includes early entry, free t-shirt, a free raffle ticket, dinner, and picture with the cast. This venue is also wheelchair accessible. Please make sure you get your tickets today. Hope to see you there. Yeah. So make sure you get your tickets at eventbrite.com for Friended by My Enemy. We need your support. Get your tickets. The cheapest tickets are $30. The most expensive is $65, which is the VIP tickets. So, but if you want, you don't want to stand in line and you want to get in there early, I suggest you get those VIP tickets. If you don't
I
care
have
about
a question.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Uh-oh.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
How the hell are you able to participate and the production of a play where these people are hard at work in person, on a stage, under heavy lights, rehearsing and things, and you are in your home in North Carolina under your central air, just chilling and directing. I'm just trying to figure out how you made this work.
How I made that work is... people that know Darnell Glover, I'm very organized. I don't make up excuses like a lot of people that I'm associated with sometimes. I make sure my schedule is properly made properly. We do not schedule any rehearsals during my work hours. My work hours, when I'm getting work done, we can absolutely not do anything. But our rehearsals is mainly at 8 o'clock for anybody out there listening. I do not play around with my work time because I don't want to be behind. So if you were insinuating that I was using company time, that is absolutely not, because the people that are actually in the play are also working as well. So that's a good one. Like the cousins, you got to watch the cousins. They're very slick. They're very slick. But they don't, I guess it takes some time to know who they're dealing with. But yeah, I am very organized. I do not play with time. And yeah, and I don't like my time wasted. But yeah, I don't use work time because rehearsing during the day just doesn't make sense for people out there working. And there's a lot of people in the play. So yeah, that's how we do it. And right now we're doing virtual and we'll be in person, you know, when I get in town. So it's a long time coming. But is there anything else, Renisha?
No, thank you very much.
I'm glad I was able to answer your question. But anyway, please make sure we're going to be dropping this episode on Fridays. We're going to try to be more consistent. This is season 4. We're going to come in with new topics, new ideas, and all that. So please make sure you check us out. We'll be dropping on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at @YallAin'tEasy_podcast. Facebook is Y'all Ain't Easy and RJD Podcast. If you have any questions, concerns, or questions, concerns, just email us at YallAin'tEasy@gmail.com. We'll greatly respond to any questions you have. Hit us up if you also want to be a guest on our show to promote something that you're doing, because we're also having that coming up as well. So once again, thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Darnell.
It's your boy, Joaquin.
And your girl, Nisha.
Peace.
Peace.